this week's Torah reading of Va'era, God lays out for Moshe the plan for the redemption from Egypt. It's pretty straightforward. God says, first, Vehotzeti, I will take you out of Egyptian servitude. Next, Velekachti, I will take you to be my nation and I will be your God. That's the spiritual redemption, the giving of the Torah at Sinai. And finally, Veheveti, I will bring you into the land. So the order is the Exodus, the Torah, the land. But if we take a look at the second stanza of Birkat HaMazon, that's the grace after the meals, there the order is mixed up. We say, Nodelech HaShem Elokeinu, we thank you, God, for what? Al Eretz Chemda, for the land. Va'ashot Seitanu, for the Exodus. And finally, Va'al Toratcha, for the Torah. So why did the authors of the grace after meals switch the order, mix it up from what God laid out for Moshe and from the way that it actually happened? The 18th century German commentator Yaakov Emden explains. He says, it's true that the land came last in chronological order. Aval ha'aretz kadma bivchinat tachlit. He says, but the land comes first in terms of purpose and intent. And he explains, nitinat ha'aretz hitnai bekabalat elohuto b'shalem shebepanim. He says that inheritance of the land is a condition in our accepting of God in a complete fashion. A condition? Who needs the land of Israel to accept God? Wherever you are in the world, just accept Him. Rav Yaakov Emden is teaching us that the land of Israel is not just dirt clogs. Rather, the land has a spiritual qualitative edge over other places on planet Earth. For example, a person can only attain prophecy in the land of Israel. In summary, God is telling Moshe in this week's Torah reading the chronological order of what's about to transpire. The Exodus, the Torah, and the land. But the second paragraph of the Grace After Meals is teaching us that the land of Israel is the comprehensive aim and purpose where it all comes together. Shabbat Shalom from Beit El. Oh. 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 Oh.